I mentioned a question on Friday night that I never got to discuss it at Shalosh Shulis because we were fortunate enough to have a guest speaker. So I wanted to get back. Well, I mentioned a couple of questions, and they sort of relate to each other, but I want to focus on one in particular. I mentioned I was involved in preparing a shiur on this topic or going through the sugya. I have a Talmud who came back from Eretz Yisrael, learned in the Old City. And in the Old City, he noticed that Rav Nevenzel wears tefillin all day, and he noticed that his own Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Bina, in the Tevariyeh, wears tefillin for Mincha every day, and Rav Hanan Bina wears tefillin for Mincha every day, and that many of the Kolel guys in the Yeshiva wear tefillin for Mincha every day. So he decided he was going to look into the issue himself, and what he came out with is that he needs to wear tefillin at Mincha every day as well. So he spoke it over with Rav Nevenzel said it's a great idea, and he came home and he told his parents, I want to wear tefillin at Mincha every day, and his parents told him he's crazy, they've never heard of such a thing in their lives. They said, but Rav Nevenzel, they said, I don't know Rav Nevenzel, I know Rav Soloveitchik, I know the Lubavitcher Rebbe, neither of them wore tefillin at Mincha, I don't know what you're talking about that you're going to wear tefillin at Mincha. So that was one issue that I wanted to get into. Why is it that we don't, and what is the and is there any reason that somebody should, and particularly someone in that kind of situation? But we mentioned another shaila that doesn't really directly relate, but relates partially. And I guess you can say that this is a little bit of Parshas HaShavua, of this past week's Parshas HaShavua, because we had the second Parsha of Kriya Shema, where we discussed the mitzvah of tefillin. And we mentioned another shaila that's somewhat tefillin related, and it may hinge on one of the same chakiros. And the other shaila that we mentioned was about the Ben Eretz Yisrael, a person who lives in Eretz Yisrael, comes to America, and he spends Yantif in America. So the Ben Eretz Yisrael in America, on the second day Yantif, when he only, since he's, it's really only one day of Yantif for him, on the second day he's not allowed to do Malacha publicly, because he's in America, but he should put on tefillin privately, because he's still mechuyav in tefillin as a Ben Eretz Yisrael. So a guy is in America, and he goes through the whole day on the second day of Yantif, and he doesn't think, he forgets himself, he forgets to put on tefillin, and it's almost the end of the day already, it's 2 minutes before Shkia, and he realized that he hadn't put on tefillin, and it was the first day since his bar mitzvah that he had missed putting on tefillin. So immediately he decides in Eitzah that he's going to be mekabel on himself, that he's going to live in America, that he's moving, that he's not going to live in Eretz Yisrael anymore, and therefore it's going to be second day of Yantif for him, and if it's second day of Yantif for him, he's not going to be chayiv in tefillin, therefore he didn't miss out on a day of wearing tefillin. So does that Eitzah work or does it not work, or is it a smart thing? Certainly doesn't seem like a smart thing to do. Question is, what are the halachic issues associated with it? We pointed out the more interesting shaila in terms of whether what the actual halacha is, and this was actually halacha lemaisa for somebody. Rav Nassim Gestetner writes in his Tshuvos Lahoros Nassim Chelik Yud Beis Simen Chav Zayin that in the year, what was it, 1950, I think it was, in Tavshin Yud, he came to Eretz Yisrael for a visit, and he came and he stayed over a Yantif, and he woke up on the second day of, on what for him as a Ben Chutz Laretz was the second day of Yantif, and he said to himself, you know what, I love it here, I'm not going home, I'm moving, and right there on what for him was the second day of Yantif, and for everyone in Eretz Yisrael, who lived in Eretz Yisrael, was a Yom Chol, he decided he's staying, he decided he's never going back, he's staying in Eretz Yisrael. So now he had a shaila, do I put on tefillin now? Meaning when I made kiddush last night, you know, obviously I wasn't planning on putting on tefillin today, but then I was a Ben Chutz Laretz. Now in midday, I've turned into a Ben Eretz Yisrael. So do I go and put on tefillin now? He wasn't sure what to do. So he says that that he went and he asked the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish said, right, it's not Yantar for you anymore. Chazon Ish told him, you're a Ben Eretz Yisrael now. That's it. You're done. It's no longer Yantar for you. Rav Zilberstein in Chashukei Chemet says that in the Sefer Pe'er Hadar, Chelek Dalid, page Reish Chafei, he quotes from Rav Shmaryahu Greenman Zatzal that this Shaila came in front of the Chazon Ish in the early years where the Chazon Ish was in Eretz Yisrael, and the Chazon Ish went and asked Rav Chaim Mozer, sent a Shaila to Rav Chaim Mozer, what to do in this situation. That So basically, he says that the Baal Avi Ezri, Rav Shach, once went to Rav Chaim Ozer, and he said, I'll read you the Lashon, he says, V'siper lo, she'igia michtav meretz Yisrael mimaran l'chaznish. One time Rav Shach was visiting Rav Chaim Ozer, and Rav Chaim Ozer told the young Rav Shach, I just got a letter from the Chaznish in Eretz Yisrael. Ubo mufim shtei she'elos, and there are two she'elos in the letter that I got from the Chaznish. Ha'achas ma'adin be'echad she'igia l'Eretz Yisrael be'emtza yom tov she'ni. What should the halacha be if someone arrives in Eretz Yisrael in the middle of Yom Tov Sheni, v'daitel l'shtaka baretz, and he plans on staying there, ha'im chayiv l'hashlem esachag, does he need to complete the Yom Tov? Kivin shebitchilas Yom Tov lo adayin ben Eretz Yisrael, since when Yom Tov started, he was not a ben Eretz Yisrael yet, and therefore dino k'ben chutz laretz. Or do you say no, that o depakam yinei chayiv Yom Tov Sheni be'emtza yom, that right away, in the middle of the day, he becomes a ben Eretz Yisrael, Yom Tov Sheni is over, because he doesn't plan on going back. And he says, "Upeshatati la'agon Rav Chaim Ozer me'agemara b'tainis daf yudam and aleph." Rav Shach said, "Ah, oh, I think I have an answer." The Gemara in Tainis says, "Haholich mi'makom shemisanin l'makom she'ein misanin hareza misanin el mashlin." That if you go from a place where they have a minig to fast on a certain day, in midday you go to a place where the minig is not to fast, misanin el mashlin. You fast, you finish up the fast. So he said, you finish up what you started. You started keeping Yantif, you should finish it up. But anyway, he says that Chaznish paskin from Yishtetner, that no, you don't finish up the Yantif. Right away, it's no longer a din of Yantif, yeah?
You can't, the Raya is not a good Raya from times, because what are you doing? So you're fasting. Over here, you have a Shadash, make Kiddush.
Right, it goes, cuts both ways. It's not just being Machmir.
Right.
Right. Right. Correct. Yeah. Yeah, the assumption is he's really going to follow through. Now, in Rav Nassim Gestetner's case, he said he knew he was going to follow through. This was it. He made his decision. Now, the guy, the first case of the guy, the Ben Eretz Yisrael, who's visiting Chutz Laretz, that's like a little iffy. A guy is just going to decide on the spot, that's it, I'm living in Chutz Laretz now because of Tefillin. Because that would mean that he missed a day of Tefillin. It's a little iffy. Let's discuss that case, and that will be our segue into the Shiloh of the boy who wants to put on tefillin for mincha. Does the person really save himself anything when he decides that now is going to be yantif for him? Does he really help himself any? Meaning, the shaila is when he decides that now is going to be yantif for him because now he's a ben chutz laretz. Does that mean that l'mafreya the entire day was really yantif for him, or does that mean that no, right now starting here on in it's yantif for him? It's hard to say that Lemafreya was really yantif for him, because Lemafreya, he wasn't a ben chutz laretz. So no, it means right now it's yantif for him. So he still didn't put on tefillin the whole rest of the day. So what, he saves himself the last 5 minutes of the day that he's not putting on tefillin? How do we understand the chiyuv of tefillin? Is the chiyuv of tefillin that every second the person has a chiyuv to put on tefillin, unless there's an excuse not to? You're a makom metunaf, you're a guf sheino naki, something like that. But the chiv is every single second, or is no? The chiv is put on once a day. For how long? I don't know. 2 minutes, 10 minutes, half hour, an hour, however long your chakras minion is. All of those are possibilities, I guess, right? So how long do you put on tefillin? No set amount of time. You should put it on for Kriya Shema, you should put it on for tefillah, those are most appropriate. But it's no, there's no set amount of time, it's just once a day. So this shaila is a major discussion, the Bir Halacha. If you look in source number one in the packets, he quotes, I'm primagadim shemistabek, im minat Torah, the chiv da raisa. What is the chiv da raisa? Im minat Torah chayiv kol hayom, o minat Torah dai berega echad shemaniach. Umit rabbanon kol hayom. Is it that the din da raisa is to wear tefillin all day long? Or no, da raisa once a day, whenever. Midrabanan, you wear it all day long. And now we were mevatel the dindrabanan because of whatever reasons. We no longer have a gufnaki, we're not able to maintain a gufnaki, whatever that means, we're going to have to see what that means exactly. So therefore, we no longer wear it all day. Masik, and the Prima Gadim comes to the Maskana, the ikaran shal devarim di imlohi niach yomechad klal tefillin bitel mitzvah sasei. If a person went a whole day without wearing tefillin, he was mevatel mitzvah sasei. If he put on tefillin even for a rega, he's mekayim the mitzvah. Even for a moment, he's mekayim the mitzvah min haTorah. Aval mitzvah min hamuvchar min haTorah liyosan alav kol hayom. The mitzvah min hamuvchar though is that your tefillin should be on all day. Good. That's the meaning. Mida oraisa the chiyuv once a day. But best, even on a daraisa level, best is to wear it all day. Midrabanan, they expanded the chiyuv, that it's a chiyuv to wear tefillin all day. And then later Rabbanan came along and took that away from us and said, no, we're not able to do that. We don't have a gufnaki anymore. That's what the Prima Gadim's maskana is. Quote Sefer Yishos Yaakov, Pasuk Minat Torah, Mitzvasan Kalayom. Now, no, midaraisa, the chiyuv is all day, that you have to wear tefillin all day. So how does this relate back to our shayla? You have this guy who says, look, I didn't wear tefillin for the whole first 23 and a half hours of the day, not 23 because it's only during daytime hours, for the first 11 and a half hours of the day that I was chayiv to wear tefillin, I didn't go and put on tefillin. Now I'm going to pater myself in the last half hour. I'm going to pater myself for the last few minutes. So does that really save him? So he still went through a majority of a day where he didn't wear tefillin. L'mashal, let's say you have the following situation. A person is mechuyev in tefillin, a regular guy on a regular weekday, and he needs to go to the bathroom once or twice or three times during the day. So you're going to say that if he didn't wear tefillin that day, it's okay, because he was putter during those few minutes that he was in the bathroom. So he couldn't do it. He couldn't do it. He was putter during that time. Why does that help? The rest of the day he was chayiv and he didn't do it. So why does it help that he was putter for those few moments? So what difference does it make? This guy is going to determine he's going to be ben chutzlars, and then it will turn out I wasn't mevatel the mitzvah. Not true. You were mevatel the mitzvah the whole rest of the day. Just because right now you create a p'tor for yourself, that doesn't answer your p'tor for the rest of the day. And do you even need this p'tor? There's a major discussion. Rav Yosef Engel writes in one of his svarim in Asfonda Araisa, discusses the idea of anus. When we say that a person is anus l'kayim a mitzvah, he's an anus and he's unable to be mekayim a mitzvah. So do we say that he's einu mechuy of klal? So Rav Yosef Engel says, yeah, the word is that it's not that he's mechuyev elamai, he's an anus. No, the word is that he's not mechuyev klal. He has absolutely no chuyev in the mitzvah, because Eino Kodesh Baruch Hu ba betrunya im briyosav. And Kodesh Baruch Hu is only mechayev in mitzvos, somebody who's able to do a mitzvah. If you're not able to do a mitzvah, mainly you're not going to be chayev in the mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only asks of us that which we're able to do. So Rav Yosef Engel writes, though, but when it comes to mitzvah ben on the chaver, it might be different. Like Prias Balchov, which is not only about you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you borrow money from somebody, you got to pay the guy back, that's a mitzvah. Prias Balchov is a mitzvah. So you can say, well, I don't have the money, I can't pay him back. So I'm an anus, and therefore there's no chi of klal, there's no chi of whatsoever. No, you're not going to say such a thing. When it's ben on the chaver, and there's a goal of helping somebody else, so then you can't say that there's no chi of klal. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mochel on that other person's behalf, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be mechayev you in the mitzvah bin adam l'makom in that kind of situation. So do you even, he's an anus at the end of the day, right? Our situation was, it was 5 minutes before Shkia, he didn't have any tefillin available to him, so he's an anus. He had no opportunity to go do a mitzvah. So anyway, l'chor, it's fine. And furthermore, what's his eitzah? His eitzah is going to be, okay, I'm not going to be ben Eretz Yisrael anymore, I'm not going to live in Eretz Yisrael. Is that an eitzah? What's he doing? There's a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and he's throwing away that mitzvah. So I mentioned on Shabbos, Rav Moshe has an unusual tshuva, where Rav Moshe says that the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, b'zman hazeh, yes, it's a mitzvah, but it's only a mitzvah kiyumis, not a mitzvah chiyuvis, which is a phenomenal chiddush. The fact, Rav Shakta always likes to point out, the fact that there exists such a category called a mitzvah kiyumis, that's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, is itself a tremendous chiddush. Doesn't mitzvah mean you have to do it? Where do we have such a thing? That you have a mitzvah that, yeah, if you do it, it's really good. But if you don't do it, it's also okay. The whole category is a chiddush. The Gra, I think, was one that was mechadish this category when he tried to explain the status of matzah on the rest of the days of Pesach, after the Seder nights. Right? So he said, on the Seder, it's a mitzvah chiyuvitz. But achilas matzah throughout the rest of Pesach is also mitzvah kiyumis, and that's why there are those who are makbir on shmura matzah throughout all of Pesach. What do you need shmir l'shma? As long as you know it's not chametz, what do you care that it's shmura and not shmura? No, but if you hold like the Gra that there's a kiyum mitzvah of every kazayis of matzah that you eat throughout the rest of Pesach, so the kiyum mitzvah is only going to be in the kind of matzah that you're mekayim the mitzvah on the first night with. Right? That's where the chumra of eating shmura matzah throughout Pesach comes from. But anyway, so when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, so you're going to throw away a mitzvah, you're going to say it's a mitzvah kiyumis, whereas tefillin is a mitzvah chiyuvis. So I'd rather not miss the mitzvah of tefillin and miss the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. But there's another factor over here. If you're going to really move to America, you're going to leave Eretz Yisrael. So how many mitzvahs are you going to be missing out on? How many moments of your life, b'mitzvah, are you going to be missing out on? The rest of your life, the rest of the time that you're going to be living here, you're going to move here for a year, 2 years, 10 years, whatever it is. Every single moment is another moment that you're not living in Eretz Yisrael. Whereas by tefillin, I miss the day of tefillin. Terrible. I miss the mitzvah saseh. It's not a good thing to miss the day of tefillin. But it's one. It's one day, one moment that I didn't put on tefillin. And that's it. That's the end of it. Rav Yosef Engel has a piece that we discussed here in Shul once. I think it was during Shalosh Shuddos. We discussed about quantity versus quality in mitzvahs. Right? When there's a mitzvah of lower quality but higher quantity, does it balance out? L'mashal. What's better? Is it better to give $100 to a tzedakah? Or is it better to give 99 times a dollar to tzedakah, to different tzedakahs? So I do 99 mitzvahs versus one big mitzvah. Quantity, quality. Discussion of Shulchan, the way the Rambam discussed it is not 99 times, but 100 times, right? 100 times a dollar, he says, better to do the 100 times a dollar, right? That you're giving, doing the mitzvah. That might be different because you're training yourself in the Maisa mitzvah over and over again. That might be part of the Vart. You're training yourself to become a giving person, which may be the whole yesod of the mitzvah of tzedakah. But the classic example of Yosef Engel gives is when you have a chalash yesh bo sakana, you have someone who's deathly ill, and they need to eat meat. For whatever reason, they need meat on Shabbos. Now, the only meat you have available is nevela, is non-kosher meat. But you can shecht an animal, and then you'll have kosher meat. Problem is, it's Shabbos. So what should you do? Should you feed the guy the nevela, or should you shecht the animal? So on the one hand, no-brainer. Shechting an animal on Shabbos is an iser skila. Nevela is a losaseh. It's bad, it's an iser daraisa, but it's a losaseh, it's not skila. So you would say, of course, give the guy nevela. Says the Ran, b'shem the Ravid. No, it depends. Let's say he needs to eat 10 kezesim of meat. So if you can give him nevela, he's going to eat 10 kezesim of nevela. And every single kezayis is a new iser. He's going to be in violation of 10 isurei lavin. But if you shecht the animal, it's one maisa shechita. And then he'll eat 10 kezesim of kosher food. So it's one maisa shechita, one iser skila. So the Ran says, it's true, an iser skila is much worse than an iser lav. But is it much worse than 10 iser lavin? Yisur 11? Maybe not. Quantity versus quality. So even if you want a tiny, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is only a mitzvah kiyumis, and it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. So it's not as strong as the mitzvah of tefillin. But still, come on. The mitzvah of tefillin is today's mitzvah. I'll wear tefillin again tomorrow. Right? The Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, every second I'm going to be missing out on another mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Perhaps the sheer quantity of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael can outweigh. And besides, it's not so pashut that the quality of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is any less than the quality of the mitzvah of tefillin anyway. As we said, it's a tremendous chiddush from Rav Moshe. So I thought that was a weird case. That was an unusual case. This guy coming in and claiming that he wants to live in America now so he doesn't miss the mitzvah of tefillin. Yeah.
If you look in the Bir Halacha, he writes that you get a mitzvah of tefillin, right? If you put it on any time during the day. But when do you get it? When are you over the lav?
If you went a whole day without having
it. Right. So if he gets it 5 minutes before the end of the day, then he never reaches a point where he's over a lav.
So let me ask you something. If a guy goes to the bathroom during the day, he's never over a lav?
If he's all day and if he has to be, if he has
a... No, he's not all day. He's in the bathroom for 20 minutes total during the course of the day.
If the day never ends? No, is at the end of the day?
At the end of the day.
Say maybe not.
I'm just saying, like, if that maybe you take not. That argument, that would be like, you never have to wear tefillin, you just got to time your bathroom breaks. I mean, that's...
No, I mean, I obviously, if you plan it out that way, maybe. Right. But if you're an honest,
yeah,
it has
I don't
to
know.
Be 2 hours at the end of the day, and you plan on putting on tefillin, and then you get stuck somewhere, and you can't, so you can
I think the real chiluk is that when you're in the bathroom, you're an honest. Meaning, going back there of Yosef Engel, when we say an anus doesn't wear tefillin, it doesn't do mitzvahs, is it that the chiv, there's no chiv klal, or that there's a chiv, he just doesn't have to do it? So if you say that there's a chiv, he just doesn't have to do it, so when the guy is in the bathroom, he's an anus, but the chiv is still there. When you become a ben chutz la'aretz, the whole chiv goes away. There's no chiv whatsoever. Right, so then you can make such a chiluk that at the end of the day, if you make it that you're a ben chutz la'aretz, so you have no chiyuv whatsoever. So then you didn't have a full day of chiyuv that you neglected to put on tefillin. But when you're going to the bathroom, you did have a whole day of chiyuv. You had some spots in the day that you were an anus, But most of the day, the whole day was b'chiyuv, and most of the day you were able to do it. Right? That's how it would be mechalik. But if you say, like Rav Yosef Engel, the other side of Rav Yosef Engel, that there's no chiyuv klal when you're an ones, that you have no chiyuv whatsoever when you're an ones, so then it's really similar. Then it's really similar to the other case. Okay, but I want to get into this discussion about wearing tefillin all day, because it's really very strange that we don't do it. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa, perhaps, according to the Be'er Halacha, a chiyuv d'oraisa, according to some achronim, according to the Be'er Halacha, to wear tefillin all day, at the very least, a mitzvah min a muvchar mid'oraisa. There is a famous story in the Gemara Masechta Shabbos. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos, if you look in source number 2, tells us the following. Amar Rabbi Yanai, tefillin tzrichim guf naki ke'elisha bal kanafayim. Person wants to get the mitzvah of tefillin. In order to wear tefillin, you need to make sure that your body is totally clean, like Elisha bal Kanafayim. Who is this Elisha bal Kanafayim? This is not Elisha the Navi, right? This is Elisha from the times of the Amorayim, from the times of the Gzeros. I'm not sure when, Amorayim, Tanayim, whatever. Maihi. So what's the story of Elisha bal Kanafayim, and how does a guy get a name like Elisha bal Kanafayim, the one, the owner of wings? So Maihi, Abayi Amar, Shelo Yafiach Ben. So first the Gemara says, before we get to how he got the name, what does it mean to keep a guf naki? So Abayi says, guf naki means that a person doesn't pass gas in his tefillin, doesn't have bodily functions while he's wearing tefillin. Rava Amar, Shelo Yishan Behen. Rava said he doesn't sleep in his tefillin. So essentially, right now, at this point in the Gemara, why is it that we don't wear tefillin all day? Because we're afraid that what? That we can't control not falling asleep and performing bodily functions while wearing our tefillin. Is this really such a problem for us? Would we really be unable to avoid these things while wearing tefillin? So we have to think about this a little bit. Where does this heter come from? But before we get to that, says the Gemara Vayter, "My karile bal kanafayim." How does a person get the name bal kanafayim? One time the Romans made a decree against the Jewish people that anyone who's going to put on tefillin, they'll pierce his brain, and they were going to kill him. Elisha didn't just put on tefillin in private, he would put on his tefillin and walk out in public. Major discussion in the Achronim. What in the world was he thinking? Right? Why are you allowed to do that? Why is that even permissible? It's a suicide mission. What's he doing? Some major discussion about Kiddush Hashem and about Gezeiros Hashmad. The Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin says that there are three Averis that are Yaharig Val Yavar, but everything else, if it's Shas Hashmad, if they're trying to get you to violate religion, so then it could even be Afilu Achsa D'Masani, even if it's they tell you to change the color of your shoelaces to a more Gaiish color, it would become Yaharig Val Yavar. So that's Pashup Shat, what he was doing. It was Yaharig Val Yavar. So he was walking around with this tefillin. Ra'o Kastor Echad, a certain officer saw him. Ratz Mipanav, so he ran away from the officer. V'ratz Acharav, and the officer started chasing him. V'kivet Shegia Etzlo, as soon as the officer had him in a corner, Natlan Meirosho V'achson Biyado, he took the tefillin off of his head and he held them tight in his hands. Amarlo, Maza Biyadcha, the officer says to him, what's that in your hands? Amarlo, Kanfayona, he says it happens to be a dove, it's a new magic trick I'm trying. Pashat is Yadov, V'nimtzu Kanfayona, the officer says, open up your hands, he opens it up, and sure enough, a dove flies out of his hands, it's Kanfayona. He had to buy himself a new pair of tefillin probably, but, you know, besides for that, it was a pretty cool story. So the Fichach Kornoso, Elisha Bal Kanafayim. So that's why they called him Elisha Bal Kanafayim. Then the Gemara says, and this is going to be important also for the topic of our shir, Umayshna Kanfayona Misharofos, why a Yona more than any other bird? So the Gemara says, Mishum de'imtil Knesset Yisrael Yona, because the Jewish people are compared to a Yona. We're compared to a bird. Shenemar Kanfei Yona Nechva Bekesef. Ma Yona Knafeha Maginos Aleha. Af Yisrael Mitzvos Maginos Alehen. Just like a Yona, the wings of the Yona protect it, so too the Jewish people, the Mitzvos, protect it. And that's a fitting end to that story, that Elisha Bal Kanafayim needed the tefillin. He couldn't give up on mitzvos, because the mitzvos were ultimately his protection. They weren't going to lead to his downfall. They weren't going to lead to his demise. They were going to ultimately, at the end of the day, they are the protection for Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael needs mitzvos. I remember when my son Yonah was born, I was thinking about speaking at the Bris about this Gemara, about that line in the Gemara, that Knesset Yisrael is compared to a Yonah. But then I started to think, there's a biblical figure Yonah, right? And we read Mafti Yonah on Yom Kippurim, and I was thinking, if you have a choice of either talking about why he's like a bird or why he's like a tzaddik, right? So probably best to talk about, that's the halacha. Someone just asked me last week, they named their son Yosef Dov, and they wanted to know what's the right way to spell the name Dov. In halacha, you need to know these things when you fill in a ksuba. You should never come to filling in a get, but if you fill in a ksuba, you need to know how to spell the name. You should know a lot of, I mean, my limited experience with Baruch Hashem, just having talmidim who are starting to get married now, is that people don't realize that these are halachic issues. They'll go to ask the grandmother, how was your sister's name spelled? And the grandmother will make something up, and they'll just write that right into the ksuba, and they'll get a fancy ksuba that you're going to have to, you know, that you feel bad if you have to ruin the ksuba. Yeah, it's important. There are halachic ways to spell things, and it has to be spelled correctly. But so with the name Yosef Dov, so I looked up in Aruch HaShulchan, in Eben Ezer, there's a whole list of names and how to spell them. But the Aruch HaShulchan Eben Ezer has more names, some of the more modern names, and from his time already, you know, since the Beis Shmuel. But the Aruch HaShulchan says by Dov that we spell it without a Vav. That we spell it with a Vav. Dalid Vav Vez. And he says, even though in Tanakh it appears without a Vav, in Tanakh it's referring to the animal. We're referring to a name. It's different when you're talking about an animal, talking about a name. So I figured when my son was born, I could either talk about the animal Yonah, or I could talk about the name. I assume the girls that are named Yonah aren't named after the biblical figure. They're probably named after the bird, right? I assume. But okay, anyway, I don't know if that would affect the spelling. But it doesn't affect the spell the same way either way. Anyway, going back to our topic. So that's the Gemara. So now, do we wear tefillin all day? Is there a chiv to wear tefillin all day? So there are many reasons to believe that maybe we should. The Gemara Megillah on Daf Chav Ches, which I do not have here in the Mar Makamos, trust me, the Gemara Megillah Daf Chav Ches tells us, I refer to it in the Drasha on Shabbos, where we discussed that there are a few Gemaras where Amoraim were asked, or Tanaim were asked, B'meha Rachta Yamin, what were you Zocha, what did you do to be able to live a long life? So one of the answers given in the Gemara Megillah says that Reb Lazar said that he had arichas yamim because lo halach dalet amos below Torah below tefillin, because he wore tefillin all day long. He never went dalet amos without Torah and without tefillin, and that's what he attributed his long life to. Sounds like it's a very good thing to wear tefillin all day long. The Gemara Menachos and Daf Mem Dalet, that is in the Mar Makamos in source number 5, Amrav Sheshes Kol Sheinu Maniach Tefillin Over Bishmona Asei. Someone who doesn't wear tefillin has neglected 8 mitzvos asei. It's interesting to try to find out which, but 8 mitzvos asei. What does that tell you on the flip side? That every moment you are wearing tefillin, you're mekayim 8 mitzvos asei. So why should you stop wearing tefillin? Right? You should wear tefillin all day. Mekayim 8 mitzvos asei. The Gemara in Yuma Daf Pei Vav says that, the Gemara says, Hechi dami chilul Hashem. The Gemara wants to know, what exactly is Chilul Hashem? So one of the Amoraim said, you know what Chilul Hashem would be? If I would go Dalet Amos, B'li Torah, B'li Tefillin, that's the definition of Chilul Hashem. So apparently walking around without tefillin is Chilul Hashem. Now granted, for an Amora may be different than for, you know, lesser people. There's a difference between the Tzadikei Adar and the non-Tzadikei Adar. I know I was reading the book of Rav Amital's, Zichrono Livracha's, comments that he used to make. So one of the comments that apparently he used to make very often was that he said, when I was a bachur growing up and we would read a Mishnah Brura, and the Mishnah Brura says, Bal nefesh b'machmir, I knew that it wasn't talking about me, it was talking about my Rosh Hashiva, it was talking about, so nowadays every bachur reads Bal nefesh b'machmir, they automatically assume, oh, I gotta do it, because you know, I'm a Bal nefesh, I'm a tzaddik and a chassid and everything else. So Rav Shechter just pointed out that, you know, when I was in Rav Shechter's shir, about whatever it was, 13, 14 years ago, I remember we quoted that word from Rav Amital. He said, but Rav Amital, I'm sure, realizes that by now he's a Rosh Yeshiva, and now he is a Bal Nefesh, and he should be Machmir in those situations. Rav Shechter always likes to say that whatever the rabbi does, or the rebbe does, or the Rosh Yeshiva does, the Talmidim will do 10 levels over. So that's why you have all these Bal Nefesh Yachmir, because so that everyone else will keep the Ikar Adin. But, so it could be different. The Amora saying, for him it's a Chilul Hashem to walk Dalet Amos, B'li Torah, B'li Tefillin. Maybe not for everybody else. Fine. The Rambam, in Perek Dalet, Halacha Chav Hei, of Hilchos Tefillin, in source number 6, writes as follows. Kedushas Tefillin, Kedushasam Gedolahi. The Kedush of Tefillin is very great. Shekolz Mansha Tefillin, Barosha Shaladam, Ve'alzro'o, Hu Anav V'yarei Shemayim. So long as a person wears tefillin on his head and on his arm, he is humble and he fears heaven. And he's not going to be led into situations of of frivolity, ubesicha betela, and frivolous conversation, ve'eno maharer machshavos ra'os, and he's not going to think bad thoughts. Rather, he's going to turn his heart toward that which is true and righteous. Rambam is very explicit that you need to wear tefillin all day, and it's pretty much a protection for us. It's the only way. We said what? The mitzvos are maginos aleinu, the kanfeyona, they protect us. Says the Rambam, very real. Without the tefillin, we get involved in all sorts of conversations, all sorts of other things. If you have tefillin on you all day, you say, I can't do this with my tefillin. I can't talk like this with my tefillin. So that's inappropriate. That's what tefillin are there for. And mitzvah san kachi, the mitzvah is to wear it all day. Amar alav al rav talmidish rabbeinu hakadosh kol yamav lo ru sholach arba amos belo taro belo tzitzis or belo tefillin. They said about Rav, the Talmud of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, wouldn't even go dal ramos without Torah, tzitzis, or tefillin. So he compares it to tzitzis, and he thinks that it's even stronger than tzitzis l'chara, that this is something you need to have all the time. Now, those are the indications that you need to wear it all day. Now, we know that there's an isser to have a hesach hadas with your tefillin on. Question is, what is defined as a hesach hadas? If I work all day, if I'm busy in doing deals or whatever, so is that called a hesach hadas? If I'm a doctor, I'm seeing patients all day, is that called a hesach hadas from my tefillin? I'm obviously not thinking about the tefillin. I'm thinking about whatever it is I'm doing. So if you look in the Rush, in the back of Maseches Menachos, the Rush has a hilchos tefillin. He says that that the definition of hesach hadas. Says the definition of Hesach Hadas, he limits it very much. He says the definition of Hesach Hadas is situations of Kalas Rosh Hashanah. In source number 7, right, he quotes V'haya Omer Rabbeinu Yonazal Demitokli V'ram Zal Matzanu Tirutz Davizeh D'lo Havi Hesach Hadas Ela Kishomet B'Kalas Rosh Hashanah. It's only Hesach Hadas when it's Kalas Rosh Hashanah. Avol Kishomet B'Yiro Misasik B'Tzrachav. But if you're acting in a serious way and doing whatever it is you need to do, even though you're working, so you're doing your profession, and you're not literally focusing on your tefillin, that's not called the hesach hadas. Because he says otherwise, what did the Torah envision exactly? That no one would ever work? Right? That's a vision that was not always a popular vision in the Jewish people. That no one would ever work, that everyone's just going to sit and learn all day. It's impossible. But of course Jews are going to work. So what did the Torah envision with the mitzvah of tefillin, kol hayom? Or even if it's a mitzvah of the Rabbanan, what did the Rabbanan envision? Obviously they envision that you're going to be working with tefillin on, and that it's okay to work with tefillin on. So that's what the Rosh says. Hesach Hadas is only if you're much more in the arena of schok and kalas rosh. Shulchan Aruch also sounds this way. Shulchan Aruch says that what do you have to be careful about? He says in source number 9, katan yadeh lishma tefillah v'tara shelo yishan v'shelo yafiach behem. That when does a katan put on tefillin? As soon as he knows how to treat them, namely, he doesn't sleep in them, he doesn't do any bodily functions in them. And the Rama says, and also doesn't go to the bathroom in them. So then the father buys him tefillin, that's when he starts to be chayiv in tefillin. Good question, why we don't do that. But okay, the Rama says, v'yeshom edahai katan dafka shu ben yugim v'shom v'yom echad. He says, the katan that I'm speaking about is someone who's 13 years old, you just don't know if he has shtei saros yet. But before that, he's for sure not ready. Right, that's what the Rama adds, but that's a whole separate discussion. When you should start, putting on tefillin, different people have different minhagim about that. But we'll leave that part aside for now. What emerges, so if you look at the Rambam seems to say that they're going to be serious all day because of their tefillin. Meaning, we can't compare it to how we act to what. And say, okay, because we act this way, we shouldn't put on tefillin because we're not serious all day. The Rambam says, no, of course you're not serious all day. You don't have tefillin on. If you had tefillin on all day, you would be more serious. You have to question whether you have to see if that's... Now, Kiddush Shulchan Aruch says you shouldn't even have sichas chulin in your tefillin. Now, if that's the case, that's extremely difficult to avoid all day. So, schok and kalas rosh. Okay, let's go through the levels. Shalei yafiach ben, shalei yishan behen. Very easy to avoid. Not a big deal, right? Schok kalas rosh. A little more difficult to avoid all day, schok and kalas rosh. Sichas chulin, kimat, impossible. You have to be the chavetz chayim. I mean, who's going to avoid sichas chulin the entire day, right? So depending on what you hold, you're not allowed to do in your tefillin. But the truth is, there's another factor over here. It's not mentioned explicitly by the poskim, but there's something else that you're not allowed to do in your tefillin. Hirhurim ra'im. Person's not allowed to have hirhurim. Not allowed to have hirhuri taiva. Things of that nature. Those aren't allowed in tefillin. So because of that, that's probably what the Shulchan Aruch says, we can't keep a guf naki anymore. That's why we don't wear tefillin all day anymore. What do you mean by guf naki? We can't be shomer ourselves that we're not going to pass gas or go to the bathroom in our tefillin? Of course we can. That's not what he means by gufnaki. What he means by gufnaki is we can't keep a gufnaki mihirhurim from hirhure taiva, that at some point you drive into Manhattan and you pass by the billboards. You can't wear tefillin and pass by those billboards. It's just you can't. So that's what's impossible. That's what we're unable to do. Now, the one who made a big deal about making a big push to try to get people to wear tefillin all day was the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon, in two places in Maaseh Rav, says that you should wear tefillin all day, even when you're working. You should wear tefillin at Mincha for sure. There's no reason not to wear tefillin at Mincha. Maaseh Rav, he makes a big deal about it. If you look at the Mar Makamos in Maaseh Rav, source number 12, Zman anachas tefillin ka'acherim v'leilachbem kol hayom afilu masu umatan mutter v'achilas ray gam kein mutter. You're allowed to do it even while you're eating a little snack. Rak devarim b'teilim aser. Oh, what are you going to tell me? But come on, no one does it. No one wears tefillin anymore. I'm going to walk around in tefillin. Everyone's going to think that I'm bragging about my religion. So he says, no, if you're worried about you are the Fenebrios, mutter b'shal yad levad. So then, okay, you can wear just tefillin shal yad and put it under your sleeve. And that way, not everyone will notice. Mikol makom, tov laso shal rosh katam v'ratzus yagamken v'chusos mileluch b'shal yad levad. But still, you might as well just wear a smaller shal rosh. You should wear tefillin all day. Unbelievable. That's the push that the Gra made. Now, in the parish of the Gra on the Gemara Shabbos, that story of Elisha Bal Knafayim, says the Gra, why does the Gemara make that point that the tefillin is like, that Klal Yisrael is like the Kanfei Yonah, that the mitzvahs are Meginos Alayhen? So Tosfos over there says that the Kanfei Yonah, what's interesting about a Kanfei Yonah is that sometimes it flies with only one wing. When it needs to rest the other wing, it flies with one wing. So the point is, even when it's letting its guard down in one area, in the other area, because it's still always focused on something, it always has something positive going for it, that's why it remains protected even when its guard is down. And that's what Klal Yisrael is nimshal to. Says the Gra, it's dafka on the Gemara of Tefillin it says that. Because yeah, when you're in the base of Medrash, you're in the base of Knesset, you're going to be davening and be involved in Avodas Hashem. Your guard is up. What about when you go out to work, so you let your guard down a little bit? So you need the Tefillin even while your guard is down in order to protect you. So it's more important to wear the tefillin when you're not in shul than it is when you are in shul. That's how the Gra says on that Gemara. So, lemaisa, we don't wear them all day. Shulchan Aruch says we don't wear them all day because of the hirhurim, because that's the issue, that we're not able to keep a guf naki from, he doesn't say hirhurim, but he says guf naki, probably means based on hirhurim. Now, there's a tshuva in the Mishkan of Yaakov where he says, historically, it's evident from the Gemara in Shabbos Taf Kuf Lamed that it was already something that we were very weak in a long, long time ago. He says, this isn't new. If you look in the Gemara in Shabbos, in source number 16, Gemara says, Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Kol mitzvah shemasu Yisrael atzman aleyan lemisa b'shas kezer ha-malchus, kigod avodus kav mamila dayini muchzekas biyadam. Any mitzvah that Klal Yisrael as a whole were willing to give their lives for, or when there were gzeros against it, we're still very strong in those mitzvahs. Like Avodah Zarah, Mila, Jews are still very strong in those mitzvahs. V'kol mitzvah shalom masu Yisrael atzman alel l'misa b'shas gzeros ha-malchus, those mitzvahs that as a whole we were not willing to give our lives for, kigon tefillin, adayin himarupa biyadam. We're weaker in those mitzvahs. And tefillin is the example. Says in Mishnah Yaakov, you see already they were weaker in the mitzvah of tefillin in the times of the Gemara. That this is something that's been going on for a very long time. The Yushalmi, quoted by Rabbeinu Yeruchim, which in turn is quoted by the Beis Yosef, says that there's another reason we don't wear tefillin all day. Is that when a person wears tefillin, it's like a badge of honor. It's like saying, I am an Erlich Yid, I'm a good person, I'm a tzaddik, I'm a kadosh and a tahar. And people who aren't such kadosh and a taharim are going to try to use that to their advantage. They'll start wearing tefillin also, and they'll try to get good deals and try to, you know, manipulate based on the fact that they're presenting themselves as such a wonderful person. So that's how Rabbeinu Yeruchim says, and Beis Yosef explains Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that's why we don't wear tefillin anymore all day, because we're just going to give rise to people who are going to be able to dress up as if they're such wonderful people. Now, if you go back to the Rambam said, Kachi mitzvah, and this is the mitzvah. So probably the way out of that Rambam is very simple, that the Rambam makes an assumption that if we would wear tefillin all day, it would save us from Sichas Chulin, it would save us from Schok, it would save us from Kalas Rosh. It's not so pashut that it could save us from Hirhurim Ra'im all day, not in 21st century America, not where you're walking in the streets of Manhattan in the summertime. It's no matter what you're wearing, it doesn't seem that it's really that tefillin are going to have the ability to save us. Okay, so that's good. That explains why we don't wear it all day. What about at mincha time? Nothing wrong with wearing it at mincha. Mincha, you're in shul, you're davening. You got to keep a guf naki to daven, right? So mincha is even shorter than shachris. So why don't we wear tefillin at mincha? So the Gra says, that's right, you should wear tefillin at mincha. And that's why many people in the old city do wear tefillin at mincha. Why don't we? So the basic reason given by many of the poskim is yuhara. Why don't we? Because we don't. Meaning, why don't I? Because we don't. That's the basic reason given. That once it became the Minhag Yisrael, how it became the Minhag Yisrael, you could speculate from today till tomorrow, it doesn't really make a difference. The point is, you go into any shul in New York, no one's wearing tefillin at mincha except for the guy who mishachlis. So if you're going to go and wear tefillin at mincha, it's going to be yuhara. It's going to look like yuhara. And that's going to be an arrogant thing to do. It's interesting, though. I found this tshuva from Rav Moshe in Or Chaim Chelek Dalet, Siman Lamed Dalet. I was researching a different topic. I was researching the topic of what you should do if you normally daven Nusach Ashkenaz and you're in Nusach Sfarad Shul, or vice versa, things like that. And in researching that topic, I came across this tshuva from Rav Moshe. I hope it's here. Where Rav Moshe mentions in passing that, yeah, generally speaking, I can't believe it's not here. What? Where is it?
I think you have the other one.
Oh, yeah, okay, good. I thought I underlined it. Ah, there, 25. Right, so Moshe writes, if you look in the underlying section, V'rak ma'ashe meniach tefillin gam b'tefillas ha-mincha ein limchos b'yodo. He says, anytime someone comes into the community and starts doing something that's not the minhag, that's wrong, it's yuhara, you shouldn't do it. Except if someone from the old city comes and his minhag is to put on tefillin at mincha, and he wants to walk into a shul in New York and put on tefillin at mincha, even though you think it's yora, he's not just stam a guy. He's coming from a place where that's the minhag. It's not a problem of yora. So such a person can go wear tefillin. So what about this Talmud of mine? So this Talmud comes back from Eretz Yisrael. He's on fire. He wants to wear tefillin at mincha. Now he's coming from West Hempstead, but also from the old city for the last 2 years. Right, so he wants to wear tefillin at mincha. So what's his status? So he told me, he's a wonderful boy. He told me that that his mother went online and went on yutorah.org and clicked on a shir from Rav Schechter, and there's an ask the speaker button that you can click on the. So as soon as he asked for tefillin, she right away yutorah. She clicked on the ask the speaker button. It was on a shir on Bav Mitzi or something. But she clicked on the ask the speaker button. My crazy son decided he's going to wear tefillin. Mincha, what do I do about this? Is this okay? So if you look at the very last page of Mar Makomos, the very next day, she received this tshuva from Rav Schechter. A handwritten tshuva from Rav Schechter as follows. L'kvod ha-geveret Kantor, Tuchia. That's the last name. Barova Makomos Rova Yeshiva Shaba Olam Rak Nogim Laniach Tefillin B'Shas Tfilas Shachris. He says most of the places people only wear tefillin at shachris. Ki tefillin tzrichim gufnaki, because tefillin require gufnaki. V'nachnu choshim shezeh chasra etzleinu shia gufnaki mirhurim bilti nechamim. We think we're unable to keep a gufnaki, gufnaki being defined as bad hirhurim. Al kei nagu kvar kama me'oshanim l'tzamtzeh metzhanachas at tefillin l'minimum. So for many years already, we try to keep the mitzvah of tefillin down to a bare minimum. What's that bare minimum? Shasa tefila, kriya shema, when we're davening. Davar yaduahu, and he says it's well known, shebi yeshivas valashin, rak hirsha hanetziv, l'talmid echad. The netziv only allowed one talmid to wear tefillin all day in the valashin of yeshiva. Harav Kook, zechrono livracha. Harav Kook was the only one. He was such a kadosh and a tahar that the netziv allowed him. He didn't think it would be yura of some Harav Kook. He was so heads and shoulders. Lios betfillin kol hayom. Va'af pazer, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik lo yenichalein. Reb Chaim didn't even like that. Reb Chaim wasn't happy about that. So in Bachar, lo b'yeshiva, sheba kol ha-talmidim yoshim b'tfillin kol ha-yom nicha. So if you're in a yeshiva where everyone wears tefillin all day, so fine, you could do it too, when in Rome. Aval sheyilmer b'yeshiva shelo kei nagu. But you're going to be in a yeshiva where that's not the minag? That's not something that looks like yuara. Eloki yuara mamish. That's the very definition of yuara. To try to stick out. God is a hidden God. And our tzelem elokim demands aleinu linog b'tznius, that we act with a sense of tznius, of modesty and privacy. Linog k'nistar, we should be quiet and private about things. Shloia bolate bein shara anashim b'dibur b'malbush o b'hanhaga. We shouldn't stick out amongst the crowd in the way we speak, in the way we dress, or in the way we act. V'yesh b'zeh mishum midas atznius. That's the proper midas atznius. B'kavod tzvi shapter. So that's the tshuva she got. So the kid said, "Yeah, but I asked Rav Nevesal already." So okay, but anyway, that was Rav Shapter's opinion about the wearing tefillin all day.
What did that mean?